In San Francisco, the ongoing public debate over the homeless population has reached a boiling point again. Over the past 20 years, the city has tried both soft and harder-edged strategies for coping with the problem. The number of people living outdoors in San Francisco is on the rise. Some city supervisors want to ban panhandling and sleeping on the street. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
On a cold, overcast day, the dark, cluttered basement of the Golden Gate Lutheran Church is jammed full with about 100 homeless men looking for a free midday meal. A 48-year-old man named Roy, who doesn't want to share his last name, volunteers here 4 days a week.
Wash dishes, fix sandwiches, fix the coffee, cook, whatever's necessary. Whatever they need me to do, I do it.
In San Francisco, homeless and childless adults such as Roy are eligible for general assistance welfare checks, ranging from $320 to $390 per month. Roy says it's just enough to get by.
How else would I get me tennis shoes? That's how I buy my little tennis shoes and things with my GA check. I buy my underclothes, my hygienes, my GA check, That's all I really got going right now.
But there's a move to take that cash away from the homeless, who now number over 7,000 people, a 36% increase over last year. Some advocates blame homelessness on the high cost of housing, but others, such as Supervisor Gavin Newsom, think they know why San Francisco's homeless population is growing.
And I said, wait a second, why is San Francisco's homeless population so large? Took a look around and started asking a lot of different people and started getting the same answer. Look at the cash.
Supervisor Newsom says he wants to slash the cash grants to $50 per month and put the rest of the money towards homeless shelters and counseling services. He also wants to outlaw panhandling, and he's proposed setting up a centralized system to better track where the money goes.
Just 8 weeks ago, the taxpayers in San Francisco had no idea how much they were spending on homeless services. That seems extraordinary that no one could even answer how much we spend.
San Francisco spends between $100 million and $200 million annually on the homeless. The exact amount is in dispute because the city's homeless program is a hodgepodge of uncoordinated services. While Supervisor Newsom says he wants an accountable system, others see his proposals as an attack on poor people. Paul Bowden directs San Francisco's Coalition on Homelessness.
Yeah, the best quote about that was Newsom's quote about, money isn't really what's needed to help poor people. It's like I've never heard rich people say that they didn't need money in order to maintain being rich.
Bowden represents an active and vocal constituency that says it wants to preserve the city's reputation for compassion. At a recent summit meeting on homelessness, about 800 advocates packed a local theater to discuss ways to expand social services. It wasn't friendly territory for City Supervisor Tony Hall, who, like Newsom, has advocated a far more punitive approach.
The first piece of legislation that I propose would create a law similar to that that exists in Seattle, Philadelphia, Sacramento, and many other cities, a law that would curtail the sleeping on streets. Now, bear with me while I explain the reasoning behind this.
Outside this meeting, some city residents seem to share a growing resentment towards the homeless. Disabled house painter Thomas Henderson, for example, likes the idea of taking cash away from them.
I mean, that GA check that's given them every 2 weeks or by the month, all of that's spent on drugs. It's all drugs and alcohol.
But on the corner of Van Ness and Geary, a major crossroads near downtown, 49-year-old Dennis Frazier says he's disgusted with Supervisor Newsom's plan. Frazier is homeless.
Gavin Newsom, I'm sure, his aspiration is just to run for mayor. And as previous candidates who have run for mayor, one of the ways they think they can get votes is by, I'll use the word, attack the homeless.
In fact, Supervisor Newsom's name comes up on every short list of candidates to replace lame duck Mayor Willie Brown. Newsom is 34, a successful businessman, and a fourth-generation San Franciscan. But he insists history is not on his side.
It's one certainty in the history of San Francisco's politics is when a politician comes along and starts talking like I'm talking, they're finished. There's been no example of success.
Indeed, the politics of homelessness has claimed the careers of two former San Francisco mayors. The Board of Supervisors is scheduled to take up the current proposals this spring, but so far there's no evidence of a consensus on where the city or its homeless should go from here. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.